87 in Houston. I'm Matt Harab. Today will likely even be hotter than yesterday. The National Weather Service is projecting 102 degrees on the thermometer this afternoon. With the humidity, it'll be closer to 110. That is why a heat advisory is in place, not just today, but tomorrow as well. It's set to expire around 7 p.m. tomorrow night. 100 degree days are expected through early next week. This is all a result of a heat dome over Houston being enhanced by the super El Nino effect we're experiencing this summer. The good news is this climate pattern also bats back hurricanes. Nothing threatening is approaching the country, even though we are approaching the peak of hurricane season. CenterPoint Energy, though, is still reminding everyone to stay ready. News 88.7's Melissa Anahe reports on what the company is doing to reduce power outages should a big storm come.
In one of Fort Bend County's Sugar Land neighborhoods, CenterPoint's tree trimming contractors have been cutting down branches next to power lines in residents' backyards. CenterPoint says they've trimmed over 13,000 miles of high-risk vegetation throughout the region since launching its resiliency plan in 2024 after Hurricane Beryl. Beryl left over 2 million people without power. And the company says it's strengthening the power grid year-round to minimize outages. Stephanie Howard is the Vice President of Customer Strategy.
Really trying to make sure that we've cleared as much high-risk vegetation ahead of storm season as we're able to do. Really want to make sure that we're doing everything that we can to minimize outages that may impact our customers.
The company says they'll continue trimming vegetation on properties throughout the region through 2028. From the Fort Bend County Bureau, I'm Melissa Nahe, News 88.7.
A new proposal at the Texas Capitol could dramatically change how kids use social media. Our Shelby Rose is live in studio with why some lawmakers say these restrictions are necessary. Good morning, Shelby.
Good morning, Matt. Lawmakers say social media is fueling a youth mental health crisis, so they want to do something about it. That includes looking at features like infinite scrolling, personalized algorithms, beauty filters, and push notifications. Supporters say there's growing evidence social media companies know exactly how addictive their platforms can be. Houston Representative Jolanda Jones asked child online safety advocate Maureen Molak to point to internal meta messages disclosed in a New Mexico court.
First person says, oh my gosh, y'all, Instagram is a drug. The next person says, LOL, I mean, all social media, we're basically pushers.
They pushers.
Pushers.
They refer to themselves as drug dealers.
Yeah.
But Texas lawmakers have been unable to reach an agreement on the issue in previous sessions. They're due back in Austin in January. Matt?
All right, Shelby. In sports, the Texans lost to the Las Vegas Raiders 22-20 yesterday in the team's second preseason game of the year. Their first regular season game is coming up on September 13. Meanwhile, the Astros lost